Our native voice will read an eyewitness description written during an English exploration of this northeast coast in 1605, 15 years before the immigration of the Pilgrims.
We stayed the longer in this place because every day we did more and more discover the pleasant fruitfulness. Many of our company wished themselves settled here, not expecting any better discovery to be made. The excellency of this part did so ravish us with variety of pleasantness, as we could not tell what to commend, but only admired. And we all concluded that we should never see the like in every degree equal, until it pleased God, we beheld the same again. For the further we went, the more pleasing it was to every man, alluring us still with expectation of better. So as our men, although they had with great labor rowed long and ate nothing, yet they were so refreshed with the pleasant beholding thereof, and so loath to forsake it. The air was so wholesome, as I suppose not any of us found ourselves at any time more healthful, more able to labor, nor with better stomachs. Many of our company, who had been travelers in sundry countries and in the most famous rivers of the world, yet affirmed them not comparable. To this they now beheld.
Even though the native people of this hemisphere had lived on and with this land, air, and water since time immemorial for at least 10 to 50,000 years, they had lived so harmoniously and so respectfully that
all of the European explorers documented that this area of the world was still pure, fruitful, wholesome, refreshing, and healthful.